This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health and Living. I'm Meera Sevastothi. Now, for Muslims preparing for Hajj, the annual Islamic pilgrimage, ensuring that you remain in good health is a crucial part of that journey. But for those of you who are dependent on medications, question is, how do you manage those medications during Hajj? And you know what? About 30,000 pilgrims will arrive at the Holy Land of Mecca to perform the Hajj this year. And they will start to arrive. They've already starting to arrive in stages from July 4th onwards. So if you have a question about medication and going to perform your Hajj, the number to call is 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us today is Noor Aflin Fatina Faisal. She's a pharmacy officer at Hospital Tuanku Jaffa in Seremban. Welcome to the show, Aflin. How are you today?
Hello, hi Meera. I'm fine, thank you.
That's where I was born, by the way.
Oh. Hospital Seremban?
It wasn't Hospital Tuanku Jaffa then. Was just Seremban, you know, Hospital, yeah. GH Seremban. So let's talk about the Hajj. I mean, lots of people are actually going to be leaving in batches over the next, 1 month or so, 2 months?
The first batch already left, mm-hmm. 1 to 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Okay, yeah. And how long will that be before they all come back?
Maybe another 1 to 2 months. Okay.
Yeah. So, what are some of the common health issues that pilgrims face during the Hajj?
For now, maybe must cough. That's the most important thing now. Okay. So we need to make sure that the patient is actually healthy and fit before they go for Hajj. Okay. So what can we do is actually you need to keep yourself mobile. Maybe you can exercise well before you go to Mecca. Okay.
A lot of people who end up going, Aflin, are older people. Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges when it comes to their medication?
Okay, so actually there's a lot of elderly patients who requires their caregiver or their family member to give their medication or help in giving medications on daily basis. So actually this family member need to help the pilgrims, the future pilgrims, in preparation of medicines. They need to pack it in such a way and label it so that the pilgrims can have easy access of their medicines and will take their medicines according to what the doctors prescribe.
Mm-hmm. And usually how does that happen? Because very often you find the caregivers are the ones preparing everything for them. But once they get there, Aflin, there's nobody really to help them out. So who would actually help them to take these medication?
If any patients have any queries on their medication in Holy Land, which is in Mecca, actually they can just consult Tabung Haji healthcare provider. They are actually healthcare provider under Tabung Haji there.
Okay. So you can actually head there.
Yeah.
So some of the issues that you want to be worried or you want to be concerned about is include vaccinations. You need to be vaccinated before you go.
Yes. You need to be vaccinated before you go to Hajj. In order to get the visa, they need to take meningococcal vaccine. They can take it at the health clinics by our MOH.
Before you actually go?
Yes, before.
Okay. The transmission of infectious diseases is high. What do people, you know, how do they keep themselves fit? So the infectious diseases include MERS-CoV, as you mentioned, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome.
Yes.
You've also got the flu, which, you know, you can pick up. I've read that dengue and Zika, also something that you need to be aware of. And of course, meningitis, you're going to get vaccinated for that. So is there anything you can do to prevent from MERS-CoV or even, I mean, dengue you can't do very much. But is there any precautionary measures one can take?
Actually, it is advisable for the patients or the pilgrims to wear masks during Hajj. Okay, but they need to be aware that at some places, they can't wear masks, such as during Tawaf. Okay, and for heat stroke, okay, because Mecca seems to be have high temperature, so maybe you can plan your praying at night instead of during the day under the sunlight.
Okay, so heat stroke to prevent that, and wear a mask if you can.
Yes.
Who are the most at risk in terms of health issues when it comes to travelling for Hajj?
Usually elderly patients who have multiple comorbidities, such as patients who has hypertension, diabetes, and so on. So they need to take care of themselves way before they go for Hajj.
And some of the issues you spoke about just now, staying in the shade, for an example, doing the prayers at night. Are there any other precautions that pilgrims should take during the Hajj? I mean, hygiene, sanitation, what do you actually do?
Yes, they need to wash their hands before they touch any foods. And if they get diarrhea, travelers' diarrhea is very common, right? So maybe they can bring together with them the oral rehydration salt, where they can get it from pharmacy in Malaysia. And they need to drink plenty of clear fluids if they got diarrhea.
Okay. You know, you work in the pharmacy in a government hospital. Do you come across any sort of challenges that patients face when it comes to the medications?
Actually, we have seen cases where patients forgot to bring their medicines.
Altogether? Left it all home?
Yeah, altogether.
What do you do then?
Actually, in Makkah, Tabung Haji have their own medical center. They do keep some of the medications for chronic diseases. So maybe they can show their prescription, which is the doctor's letter, to the healthcare provider there. And they can supply you with the medicines. But of course, we don't want that to happen. We don't want patients not to bring their medication. They should keep medicines on top of their checklist. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's taking it on time can be a challenge as well. Taking the medication on time because you're on the move, right? How do you manage that?
I might recommend or suggest them to put an alarm. Maybe, put an alarm so that they won't forget to take their medicines because we want them to be healthy, to have a smooth Haji.
Okay. And, you know, given that some of these medications are heat sensitive, how are they supposed to store it? How do they handle it so that it is, you know, it doesn't affect them?
For example of heat sensitive medicines includes insulin or eye drops. Okay, certain type of eye drops, not all. Okay. So patients who are taking this medication or other medications that requires cold storage should keep their medicine in a cooler bag with ice pack inside, and they should transfer all of their medications in the cooler box into the fridge once they arrive their destination.
And there is that sort of facility there in terms of fridges and all of that?
Yeah, usually their hotels or apartment. There will be a fridge.
Okay. And should, you know, if who are those people who should be postponing the Hajj, for an example? I mean, push comes to shove, you really shouldn't be going. Who are some of those people?
Maybe patient who just got heart attack, or maybe the one who need intensive course of blood thinning agent, where we need to take their blood every week. So maybe they should postpone their Hajj instead.
Okay. And when it comes to seeing a GP over there, or if you do run into any sort of health issues, do we just head? Is the Tabung Haji Medical Centres, are they all over the place?
This Tabung Haji Medical Centre is actually for Tabung Haji pilgrims. Okay. For pilgrims who are under Furada, which means their visa was given by Saudi, not from Tabung Haji. Mm-hmm. They can just go to any GPs or any hospitals. Actually, pharmacies and any clinics are actually easily accessed there.
Okay. So taking a doctor's letter, you would say, is important, even if you don't have, medications or medicines to bring along with you. Is it recommended to get a doctor's letter anyway?
Yes, maybe you can ask your pharmacist to photocopy one for you before you're going for Hajj.
And just take that along with you.
Yes.
Okay, so some of the things we should be worried about, let me just go through that again. Vaccinations, to make sure you're vaccinated. older people, especially, you want to worry about medications when it comes to chronic diseases. You know, look out for transmission of infectious diseases. It is quite high in those crowded areas. Yes. You need to wear a mask. You can, you know, I don't know, mosquito repellent perhaps for dengue. For the Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, you can't really do very much, but yeah. Get vaccinated for meningitis, which is extremely important. The influenza, there is a vaccination for the influenza if you would like to get one as well. And heat-related conditions, you just want to keep yourself hydrated and, you know, to make sure that, you know, if it's too hot for you, then to get some shade or carry out the prayers when it is not as hot. Now, for caregivers, you know, Afleen, I have to say that for older people, sometimes they don't even understand what they're supposed to be taking because someone's always looking after them here. There's not going to be a caregiver there by your side. But would you suggest for patients who really need a caregiver to, you know, think about taking a caregiver with them? To help them with the medicines and all of that?
It is actually not that easy to perform Hajj because sometimes some of them will wait like 4 to 5 years until they get to do their Hajj. So maybe it's not feasible. So maybe they can just go to any Tabung Haji centers, medical centers. There are actually a lot of them. They would have their penunjuk arah. Actually, they can help the pilgrims there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where do people go to get more information on health information so that they can be educated on this?
You can just drop by at any pharmacy counter, make sure it's under Ministry of Health, to our health clinic or any hospitals. Okay. And then we can give you counseling more on your medicines. Or maybe you can just bring all of your medicines from home and then we will separate from the current one and the unused one.
Okay, fair enough. So that you're ready and you know what you're actually taking with you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for joining me today. I'm Noor Afleen Fatina Faizal, pharmacy officer at the hospital Tuanku Jaffa Seremban, speaking to us about your medications during Hajj on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.